I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
And welcome to another edition of Spits and Suds. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Hopefully, you are still on that high from last night like I am. And we are pleased to bring on our stars and NHL insider. Of course, you can check him out at Elite Prospects. He has a terrific rundown on last night's game, and that's at his Substack called Shap Shots. He is the goalie, the star of the show in the late game movie, which you can watch. And don't forget, Father's Day around the corner. So him and our buddy Stephen Meserve down at the Texas Stars wrote a terrific book. It's called We Win Here. And the thing about it is, in his club hockey games as the goaltender, he would not give up five in the third period. It's the greatness of Sean Shapiro.
How's it going, Gavin? I love the intros. I love how you do it. And I'm happy to be here. As I said before, we hit record here, and we're third straight year. We're doing this into May. And so it's best time of year, man, right? So, like, let's do it.
It really is. It's such a beautiful game, and there's so many things that have happened. You did such a terrific job talking about the Stars and what happened. Let's start, because you did talk about the third period, and you don't want to go there. And we will talk about the first and second periods in this podcast. But off the bat, Stars struggled with the first power play. The second power play, the period ends, and a lot of times we've talked about this, it's tough because you kind of lose momentum and the other team comes out fresh, but you do get that clean sheet to start the third period. Miro Heiskanen with the shot, and what a shot it was, but it was interesting that it was, in fact, the Oilers players. I don't know if they were trying to block the shot, but three Oilers players got in front of Skinner to start the scoring for the Stars.
Yeah, and give credit to Mason Marchment too. That's a good battle by Mason Marchment getting to the front of the net as well. So it's one of those though where when you watch the replay back on it, and it's actually ironic because it's ironic's the wrong word, but it's fitting because it's Matthias Janmark, obviously, with his past Stars ties and everything like that. It's the if you're going to take your goalie's eyes away like that, you better make sure you get the block in. You better make sure you get a piece of it. And so it's also a really good shot by Miro, right? Like, it looks harmless, but at the same time, it's one of those, like, you got to sift it through the layers, and he did a really good job of that. So it's definitely but to me, that was kind of the, they didn't have to score in the first minute to make sure they were going to still be in the game, but it felt like they had to have something like that, right? Like, after the way Edmonton outplayed them in the first 40 minutes and the way they were coming together, like, it felt like they had to do something statement-wise early in the third, and
yeah,
that's about as big as a statement as you can make by scoring a goal like that.
Yeah, absolutely, and he was getting a lot of clean looks as far as the star shots, and that screen certainly was number one. And they did it again to tie the game at three. And I'm so excited for Mikhail Granlund. What a terrific playoffs he had. Cody Ceci also coming up big with the kill last night. But you did such a good job on your Substack, because I didn't see it the first time around, but Jason Robertson did a really, really nice job getting in front of Skinner. So that, you know, shot by Granlund was a beauty of a shot, but Skinner once again didn't have the eyes due to Jason Robertson.
Yeah, and that's, as I noted there in the piece, I think that might be one of the ways to get, we've all been kind of asking, looking for, what is the way you get Jason Robertson going, right? Like, how do you find Jason Robertson? And where Granlund's shooting from, that's typically been Robertson's spot on the flank on that power play. And maybe this is the solution. Maybe it's more of Robertson working down low, letting him retrieve pucks a bit, and kind of being a little bit more of that, like, using his size and reads in front of the net. And so really nice work by Jason Robertson there. Granlund's been such a great addition to this team since the trade deadline, right? Like, it's one of those where it's been, obviously the stars aren't here if not for Mikko Rantanen. But if because of what Rantanen's done, it's kind of overshadowed how good Mikhail Granlund has been as a trade acquisition. So it's been that's one of those things that we kind of always have to keep bringing up, because Granlund's been so good for this team.
Well, it's a June-July conversation, Sean, but I'm in a good mood, so I'm just going to bring it up real quick. He's 33 years old, contract coming up. To me, specifically with the acquisition of Rantanen, and he's looked so good on that line, and his leadership in the room, am I right? Is a couple of years at $5 million, because that's about what he makes right now. Is that a fair contract for a 33-year-old, or will someone overpay him?
It's a great question. I think there'll be, I think it's going to come down to what Granlund wants, and that's going to be, just honestly, this summer is, and it's one of the reasons it's so good Dallas got the Rantanen deal done. And it's the only reason they would have traded for him. They were only going to trade for him with the extension in place. But, this summer with the cap going up, and not, it's an okay free agency class, not a great free agency class, there's going to be some bad deals handed out. And so someone would give Mikhail Granlund way more than he's worth. And I think the question for Mikhail Granlund is going to be, does he want to go take that money, similar to like how an Alex Goligoski did when he left Dallas to go to Arizona, or does he want to make what about his market value is and stay and play with Dallas? And I think he's having a pretty good time playing with Hintz and Rantanen right now on a line. Yeah. So it's going to come down to what the player wants. It's just because this summer there's going to be some teams with the cap going up, the rising, and there's going to be some bad deals thrown about, and Granlund could be one of them. Dallas doesn't have the money to give him one of those bad deals. So if he's back in Dallas, it's not a bad deal. So
yeah,
it's really up to the player here, but I think there's something to the chemistry he's found with his line mates in Dallas, the fit here. It's something that I think he'd want to be part of.
So huge stick tap to Y-Joe number 53 is elite. That's at Craig TX80, who's a big Spits and Suds listener. And he tweeted to me, he said, "Gavin, did you notice who was on the ice for our empty net goal scored by Esa Lindell?" And when he shows the diagram, the following numbers are on the ice for this goal: 64, 24, 96, 23, and 4, Ottinger in net. And I replied, "Quite the finish, literally."
Yeah.
So that is pretty amazing that all the fins were on the ice for that empty net goal by Esa Lindell.
A rare occasion for it too, because I looked this up. There, they've only played a minute 43 together all five, so far since Miro's come back. It's only been four games, but there's only been a minute 43 where they've all been on the ice at the same time. And I get the part of that element is you don't have Miro and Esa playing together regularly. You have Esa with Cody Ceci, and that's actually been a pretty good pairing. And I like Miro with Thomas Harley, so yep. I get where it comes from, but I don't know, there'd be something nice about seeing it a little bit more frequently in my mind. Just you don't have to do it all the time, but the occasional shift here or there, like it'll never have the it'll never have the impact or historical context of the Russian Five. Obviously, I know the Detroit history really well, and so it's not like the Russian Five where there was espionage and border crossings in the early 90s, and then obviously the horrible tragedy with the limo accident. So that will make the Russian Five story so dramatic. But so it'll never have that, but from an on-ice perspective, from just kind of like a cool connection to the Finnish franchise, to Finland, to the franchise, to what Finland's meant to the Stars, like, I'd love to see a little bit more of that, more than 2 minutes and four games of all five of them on the ice at the same time. I think it'd be fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's great to see secondary scoring, specifically mm-hmm. Matt Duchene getting on the board with just a unique goal going off of Roope Hintz, collecting it and then putting it in. You did a great job in your Shap Shots article pinpointing where Skinner was. When Duchene had that puck, Skinner was looking the opposite way, thinking that that puck was still behind the net. And to me, that showed, I mean, the other goals were screened, but to me, that did show a little hectic nature that Skinner and the penalty killers were in at that point.
Yeah, and Skinner is a boom or bust goalie, right? I saw a stat today for his playoff performances. He either has a sub 850 save percentage like he had last night, or he has a shutout. There's been no in between in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. He either is dialed in or he's completely undialed completely. And if I was Edmonton, this is one of those where the Calvin Pickard injury is really unfortunate for them, because I would have a hard look at potentially playing Calvin Pickard in game two on this, just because of Skinner seems to perform well once he gets the reset. Now they've got the kid they called up from Bakersfield backing up right now. To me, that was kind of the breaking moment. You saw the lost tracking. You saw the body language after the goal, and that to me was kind of that moment where, that's something I'd be really worried about if I'm Edmonton, especially when we've seen on the opposite end, 195 feet away, how Jake Oettinger has gotten more confident, more dialed in late in games, and that's definitely. If I'm Edmonton, I'm concerned about that going into tomorrow night.
Well, let's talk about Jake Oettinger, because yep. Another terrific effort last night. The consistency throughout this playoffs has been tremendous, specifically in that first period. I thought Edmonton could at least have three or four on the board. And just his positioning, Sean, as a goaltender, you can tell me his eyes have been absolutely terrific and made some terrific saves. That one where Connor McDavid just basically goes through two Stars players, including Esa Lindell, and just flips it. Jake Oettinger with that late squeeze between the elbow and his midsection prevented the puck from going in. Just an absolutely wonderful save.
Yeah, that was as I think I wrote, it's one of those saves where, because it doesn't score, we talk about it for the McDavid speed, and that's about it as we talk about it. But it was, those are the, Jake's had done a really good job this postseason of the third period. There's the dramatic big stops. There's the being dialed in at the right time in the third period. And then there's the first period setups where he has that, he doesn't let things potentially get out of control. There's so many strings or loose ends that the other team could pull at that Jake Oettinger limits from happening. And that is why, Gavin, like, we're talking about a guy who is legitimately putting himself into the conversation for best goalie in the world. Like,
I agree.
Before we were talking about, like, hey, he's a best American goalie. We are at a spot where he is legitimately in the conversation for best goalie in the world right now. Yeah. And I would be hard pressed for someone to go and try and build me a top three list or top five list or whatever that doesn't include him in that conversation for number one right now with what he's been doing.
Yeah, Yeah, that's amazing. Well, you think about the confidence being named to the Four Nations and getting in a game, and then, you know, getting to play against a person that, you know, he loves to compete against in Connor Hellebuyck, and now facing Connor McDavid. And he's just been on a tear, and it's tremendous to see. And I think Dallas Stars fans now are saying, wow, we have, I mean, we talk about Mikko Rantanen's long-term contract. It's great that Jake Oettinger is under contract. We forget about that contract to start the season. And that would be a tough negotiation at this point.
Yeah.
So that's pretty interesting. And, you know, once again, stick tap to Jim Nill for getting that done. Would be remiss, Sean, if we didn't talk about the first two periods and what Dallas needs to do as far as the next game, because felt as though Edmonton had their way. And as much as I love the TNT broadcast, I thought PK Subban, and I've said this on the post last night, brought up a great point. He said the Oilers were cycling like they were the Harlem Globetrotters. And I presented that vision in my head, and I'm like, boy, that's absolutely right. I'm surprised they didn't give the referee the puck at one point.
Yeah. The first two periods are the reason that we, like, I felt this series would be 6 or 7 games, and the first two periods are why. It's like Dallas has that, had that great finish in the third period, but Edmonton outplayed them for 40 minutes last night. And it's going to be, I thought Draisaitl and McDavid were buzzing. They're going to keep getting theirs. The Oilers forecheck did a really good job, but just pestering and hounding the Stars, a ton, right? Like just the, it was, like, and even the Stars' better defenders, right? Like, I thought Thomas Harley actually struggled a little bit with the Edmonton forecheck last night. So this is going to be a long series. Don't look at the 6-3 final score as a, well, Dallas is going to cakewalk this, because that is the farthest thing from possible. Like, to me, it was a, there is a lot to fear, and it's a great, but this is a great adjustment and coaching opportunity for the Stars coaching staff to figure out and make some of those tweaks before game two, coming off a win as opposed to having to do it coming off a loss.
From the Edmonton side, aren't you also today talking to your team and saying, like, I know you said that momentum doesn't necessarily carry from game to game.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, if I'm Edmonton, that does give me confidence that we just need to play like we did in the first two periods and just get rid of those penalties. Because as awesome as it was that the Stars came back, and Edmonton does have a tendency to do this, those penalties certainly killed any momentum that the Oilers had.
Yeah. And I think to kind of just quickly touch on them, like, momentum to me doesn't carry over from game to game, but habits do, right? Mm-hmm. So I think that's a, from an Edmonton perspective, you take some of those first and second period habits, and even they still were there in the third. It was just a lot of the foolish penalties, right? And the and not being smart with their sticks and everything like that. And so if you're Edmonton, I think that's kind of one of the big takeaways, is like, look, we did a lot of what we wanted. We won the game at 5-on-5. I think if you're Edmonton, you can look at yourself in the mirror and say confidently, hey, we won the 5-on-5 game. And I think you can do that. And if we avoid some of the other disciplinary things, if we keep our head cool and we don't let things unravel, we're probably up 1-0 in this series. And that's that can be a powerful coaching tool. I think it also puts a little bit on this. This Edmonton team, you got to remember, like, everyone's like, this is the Edmonton team that not only do they have the confidence after they beat Dallas in the Western Final last year, they almost did the impossible last year in the Stanley Cup Final, coming back from down 3-0, forced game 7. And so it is a team that is resilient. It is a team that adjusts. And it is a team that they throw new looks at you. So it's, it is,
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Like, it's Dallas is up 1-0, but this is a hell of a series is where I'm going with this. So
yeah, no, absolutely. And one of the adjustments Pete DeBoer made was McDavid, Draisaitl, or the McDavid and Draisaitl lines. Wyatt Johnson and Matt Duchene were having some trouble, so he made some key line changes in the third period as well.
Yeah, yes. And there was I thought there was some good kind of – I mean, and now when you have a lot of special teams too, that changes things around, right? Like, because all of a sudden you're trying to get minutes going. Like, one of the things from a Dallas perspective that I thought was really interesting was it was interesting to me for – because they go from the 11-7 to the 12-6. And I thought it was really interesting how Oscar Beck was used when he came back into the lineup, right? Mm-hmm. If we go just at even strength, he only played like 5.5 minutes or something like that for Oscar Beck. But he plays, he was the Stars' most used forward on the penalty kill, which means they limited some of the minutes on Wyatt Johnston on the penalty kill and Roope Hintz on the penalty kill. And so I thought there was some interesting kind of developments there with how Pete DeBoer went and deployed players to try to kind of maximize and figure things out, especially with all those special, with all those penalties. And I think that's, as a coach, that's where you got to think on your feet, because it can be easy after a power play. It can be easy to just kind of throw back into your lines, and then you could sometimes lose players, right?
Right.
And I think Stars did a good job of not losing anyone, of not doing anything like that. And I don't know whether you want to call it creativity or requirement, but either way, it's a like that's a good third period by the coaching staff.
Yeah, yeah, it really is. We talk about the Stars on this Stars team and going into the playoffs, there's always going to be guys, and this year's guy Obviously, Granlund's played well, but I mean, he has a history of playing well. But a guy like Sam Steele, every team needs a Sam Steele in the playoffs if they want to raise the cup. And what he did last night, both offensively and on the penalty kill, I mean, just tremendous.
He's been their best. He's been their best, most consistent forward. That's not on that rant and on. Best non-Finnish forward this postseason, like consistently. He has been so good from a game-to-game, shift-to-shift basis. I thought the play he made on the goal that Sagan scored with that insurance marker that made it 5-3 was tremendous. He has the way he can be elevated if needed in the lineup. He does, like, he's a former first-round pick. He's got some of that skill that can be injected even with the effort. It's been a really impressive postseason for Steele and what he's done.
And then Tyler Seguin. Sean, you know Tyler Seguin well from your years of covering this team. Absolutely unbelievable what he's been able to do coming back from the injuries that he's faced for the last 2 to 3 years and having the success he has. It really is just a tribute, and it was so happy to see him collect 2 goals.
Yeah, it was. And that first goal, the breakaway, that was more vintage Sagan, right? Like, I don't think we've seen I don't think we've really seen him hit the afterburners like that in a long, long time. So that was really encouraging to me. I know with him, one of the biggest things has been the recovery time from game to game and what it takes to get ready for a game coming off the hip, off the surgery and everything like that. So I think he's someone who, when the Stars won in 6 instead of having to go 7, it really getting that couple extra days to really load up for game 1 certainly helps Sagan. And hopefully from a personal perspective for Sagan, that's one of those things you can roll into game 2 as you kind of get rolling here.
So I know the Stars can't be Florida, but watching the Stanley Cup last year, the way that Florida attempted to neutralize McDavid was always bumping him and laying some little bit of physicality on him. In other words, not giving him a clear path.
Yeah.
So is that in the Stars' makeup? And one of the little things that I saw last night that I feel as though the Stars need to eliminate in game 2, Jason Robertson did it twice, Roope Hintz did it twice. Specifically, when you're in the offensive zone, you cannot do those blind drop-back passes when McDavid's on the ice. It's almost like you're giving him a running head start.
Yeah. Now, I think the Stars are electing to defend McDavid slightly different than a Florida did, and slightly different than a Vegas and even LA did. The Stars are a little bit more of that. They don't concede the blue line. That's not the right word, but they're a little bit more willing to be an absorbent defense and give some of that space and then take away more of the prime chance as opposed to being aggressive on denying the entries. And I think that's one of those things where if you can, it can work. It's playing with fire a little bit because it's just like we talked about earlier, the move McDavid made about Lindell, and then luckily Ottinger makes the save. But there are elements of it that can work, and I also don't know if the Stars have the personnel to defend McDavid the same way that Florida did. And when I say that, I'm talking more about the Stars have a good fourth line. But a lot of the Stars defending, neutralizing approach is more on positional and ushering. It's almost a tone that's set by the way Miro Heiskanen defends with his feet, as opposed to a little bit of that chip and bump and everything like that. So it's just two different ways to play hockey a little bit here, and they both can work, and they both come with their potential flaws. Like with the Florida one, where if you're going to try to bump them and chip them all the time, if you miss on that, you're cooked, right? Whereas, as opposed to if you're going to be a little bit more of a soft pressure that you're going to give some of that initial space, you're also not going to be beaten up for the breakaway nearly as often too. So a little bit pros and cons to both.
And I'm guessing, since you talked about Beck being one of the pivotal forwards on the kill, that you don't anticipate any lineup changes, and we probably won't see Blackwell again for game 2?
I don't think so. I wouldn't think so. I thought Beck was good in the role he played, and I thought also from a penalty killing perspective, if Dallas is going to be a little bit more passive on the penalty kill, like they seem to want to be, the bigger body, the guy that can win a little bit more of those physical battles, seems to bring a little bit more to what you're trying to do, in my view.
Meanwhile, our buddy at 100 Degree Hockey, Steven Reserve, sent out a great Texas Stars recap. Sean, the Texas Stars put up 4 in the third period, so that's 9 goals in the Dallas organization last night in the third.
Yeah, I was texting with Steven about this the other day. Of the four teams to reach the final four in the West, so Dallas, Edmonton, Winnipeg, and Vegas, the Stars were the only team whose AHL team even made the playoffs.
Wow.
Of the final four in the West. And so to have, from an organizational standpoint, to have both your NHL team and AHL team still playing at the same time, that is not common. So that is big credit to what the Stars have done and how they've kind of both obviously built their NHL product, but they haven't done it at the expense of building that team in the AHL, which is, of course, why Steven and I wrote a whole book titled We Win Here. So great plug. Thank you for the setup.
You're welcome. It should be on every Father's Day want list. Get yourself a copy of We Win Here. I found it interesting because, you know, it's a little bit different in baseball. Maybe you push certain people through the organization. And I did notice a lot of the Texas Stars veterans were playing, and it just feels as though, you know, the Stars are kind of saying to the players that haven't been there all year, just wait your turn and learn, because this Calder Cup playoffs is going to be important to you.
Yeah, I think the Stars have done a good job of trying to find out the balance too, right? Like, it's the whole Magnus Helberg kind of takes the net, but then they went back to Remy Poirier last night. I think there's value in having young players win their spot through play and through merit, right? There's some organizations that are a little bit more, we're going to just play the prospects, we're just going to do this. I think the Stars have kind of found that balance, because you don't win at the AHL level without those veterans that are willing to put in the work for the strength of the organization. So, like, that's the... Like, if somebody was to go and if somebody was ever to like, if you're running another organization, you're like, okay, what is Dallas doing right? There's some obvious things, but another thing I would go and point out is, like, I'd go and point out, look, they have players like Curtis McKenzie on their AHL team. And I know there's some people be like, oh, it's Curtis McKenzie, he's in an AHL deal and everything like that. But those are the type of players that help culture and foster that culture that kind of grows and allows and brings more players in. It's the reason that Justin Ritzkovian is able to become what he is. So it's why Steven and I have always been big that I always hate when anyone uses the term baby stars for the AHL team. I think it's such an infantile thing when you're talking about such a vital part of the organization, that is really like, it's not a lot is taken to chance. So it's and the Stars do a good job with it.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so one of the things that I wanted to end with is the work that you and others are doing on EP Ringside, because we just had the World Junior Championships in Frisco and in Allen, and we saw some terrific prospects, and now you guys are starting to work on those prospects as far as, because hard to believe, but the NHL draft is right around the corner.
Well, not starting to work on them. We've been working on them for eight to nine months. We've got scouting reports, but we had our final final draft meeting for our final board, and I went through and I think I edited 45 different draft prospect profiles this morning alone already. We've got uh, We got a draft guide that's going to have our draft guide will come out. I believe we will have we'll have about 180 prospects ranked roughly, and then more than close to 300 players profiled in there. And the team there is amazing. I mean, you're going to.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's a pretty cool thing for me as someone who I've worked with the guys at Elite Prospects for a couple of years now, but this is the first time I've been in kind of this role and more of the day-to-day with building the draft guide. And it's impressive the work they put in. It's impressive how they identify things. I become a better hockey mind every time I read anything any of them write. David St. Louis, Hattie Kalache, Mitchell Brown, they all do an amazing job. Lauren Kelly, the Lassie Elainen, they all do an amazing job, and it's I'm pretty privileged to work with them. And so this draft guide's going to come out. It's our big project every year. So obviously, it's cool that right now that our June and July question right now our June questions on this podcast might be actual games themselves, which is absolutely great, and hopefully that's the case. But I will say, if you're a hockey fan and you should definitely check out that when it comes out here in a couple of weeks. So,
boy, it was so neat watching like Team Sweden and Anton Frondell and Victor Eklund. And a guy I was really impressed that might not be on the top of the list, but Philip Ekberg, you know, playing for the Ottawa 67s in junior hockey. But I thought he was tremendous as well. So I think the Swedes, you're going to see some Sweden guys picked pretty early this year.
Yeah, it's that Swedish team was good. I know the Canadians won, but it's a good year for the Swedes. And it's funny, our corporate headquarters for Elite Prospects is based in Sweden. So it's definitely, there's been a happy time at corporate in those meetings I've had, in the Zoom meetings I've had with Stockholm.
So if I fly to Sweden prior to visiting Italy and our Italian cup man, Florian Wiesel, are you saying you can get me in the door at Elite Prospects?
I can at least get you a meeting, and I can get you, introduce you to some Swedes who would be happy to meet you. So
nice. Absolutely love it. I love how I shill myself like that. His name is Sean Shapiro. You got to follow his Substack this time of year, because the photos we had last night just painted the picture. And it's one thing to write about it, but he really shows you. And even myself, who presses rewind and everything, the views he showed really opened up my eyes, like, wow, I did not see the goalie positioning there. And then you look at the screens and everything. So Sean does a great job with the details. So you could subscribe at ShapShots and be sure to follow Elite Prospects for their amazing draft coverage and all the work that they do, because hockey is so much better because of Elite Prospects. And don't forget, Father's Day coming. The name of the book is called We Win Here. It's the story of the Texas Stars, and they're making their way through the Calder Cup playoffs. As I mentioned, a big win against the Admirals last night. So everything you want to know about the Texas Stars, with some amazing stories relating to the Dallas Stars, it's the greatness of Sean Shapiro. Thank you, my friend. Enjoy some more hockey tonight with Florida, Carolina. And game two should be fun tomorrow night in Dallas.
Yep, it sounds good, Gavin. Always fun. And once again, thank you for running this podcast and this show. I know a lot of people love listening to it, so appreciate it.
Absolutely, and that's going to do it for another edition of Spits and Suds. We got a good one tomorrow morning, and Sean's a big fan of this guy, and I am as well. Earlier this year, we talked analytics with Jack Hahn, he was in the Maple Leafs organization. He's going to join us and give us his thoughts on game one and what he thinks the teams will do tomorrow night. So we'll get into it with Jack Hahn tomorrow morning. And then, of course, we'll have the post-game show tomorrow night as we continue to give you guys as much Stars content as we can here in the Western Conference Finals. For our producer, Gregory Finley, and for Sean Shapiro, I'm Gavin Spittle. Until our next podcast, have a great day, everyone.
Question for our listeners: which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.